It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're going to be in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to begin reading with verse 18. And so please that you'll open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, and we'll begin reading there. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us, it's 217-440-4402. And if you'd like to check out our website, I'd love for you to do that. We've got many studies there. It's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Matthew chapter 28, and we can even begin with the 16th verse. There's not much scripture reading today. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's begin with prayer now. Father, thank you that we have had a wonderful study of the book of Matthew. We have been there for many, many, many months, and it's just been such a joy to go verse by verse and then to cross-reference it into the other Gospels and enjoy those. And thank you, Father, for this wonderful time and opportunity that you've given us. And please that you would guide and lead us now through this wonderful study and just show us your way and will, and without question, Father, that we may know exactly what you want us to do and to say, and the Great Commission is given there in Matthew. So thank you, Father. Just please guide and lead us now each and every day, and especially today as we're enjoying this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The last few verses of the 16th chapter of the book of Mark it tells us afterward, or starting at the 14th verse, Mark 16:14. Afterward I appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them that with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Now these things that they were able to do, I want to take just a few minutes here to share that. The things that they were given power to do, the taking up the serpents, drinking deadly things, laying hands on and healing the sick, casting out devils, and speaking in new tongues. All these things were given to the disciples here, the apostles, that they can start. They did not have the Word of God. We have the Word of God from Genesis 1:1 to the end of Revelation. And these gifts that were given were gifts that were given to those at the start of the church. But as they passed, so did these gifts. I believe that you need to understand that. And here in the 19th and 20th verse spoke of the ascension of the Lord Jesus as well. Let's go to Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke. I love looking at all these Gospels here. Let's see what Luke has to say. Beginning with verse, even 45, Luke 24, chapter 24, verse 45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. You see, we have that as well, because when the day of Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit came down and indwelt every believer. And we have that same opportunity today. When you truly come by faith to the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes and lives within your heart. So we have the great teacher that helps us to know and to understand the Word of God. Now, verse 46, and he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, to raise from the dead the third day, and the repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with the power from on high. That's the precious Holy Spirit. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass where while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Now there's Luke. Now let's see what John has to say here. See what John has to say. We have much here. We can even start back with the whole chapter, actually. John has much to say here. And let's just start with verse 1 of chapter 21. And after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and this wise showed he himself in this wise, and there were the Tiberias, I'm sorry, and there were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Canaan in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. He said to them, cast the nets on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore the disciples whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as they were 100 cubits, dragging the net of fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and the fish laid upon thereupon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, spring of the fish which ye have now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said to them, come and dine. And none of the disciples dost ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lambs. And he said unto him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. And he said unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him a third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest where thou wouldst. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldst not. Thus he spake, signifying what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Peter, turning about, seeth the disciples whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? And Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that the disciples should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, ye shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, and which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. What wonderful verses of Scripture there, and to read from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in that last days. And here in Matthew, again, he just tells them, we'll start with the 18th verse, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. What a joy. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Let's read Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. Philippians, Galatians, Ephesians. Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of the things in heaven and the things in earth and the things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That will take place. There'll be a day, even those that have rejected the Lord Jesus, they will bow before the Lord Jesus and acknowledge Him to be God, to be Lord, but it'll be too late for them, and they'll spend eternity in hell. Jesus, as the Creator of all things, had an original right to control all things, and also to do away with them as well. Let's go to John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. A lot of people think God the Father is the Creator. God the Son is the Creator. God the Father gave Him that authority. Let's go to Colossians. If you held your hand back in Philippians, why, you won't take you long to be there. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. What a joy. What a joy. Yes, He has all power over all things. But here, He is referring to the gathering of the church into one body, of which He is the head and the foundation and the Savior. What a joy. What a joy to walk each and every day. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Romans 8, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep as the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What wonderful, wonderful verses of Scripture. Let's go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 5, verse 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. And he that honors not the Son honors not the Father which hath sent him. We need to understand the joy and the power when it says, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. That's exactly what he means when he says that in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. There is no question. And then the word goes out and says, go ye, go ye. By his authority, Jesus issues this command to his disciples and to us. He hath conquered the world the flesh, the devil, death, hell, and the grave. What a victory! Jesus knew that his disciples were weak, but he would give them all the strength that they needed. Let's go to John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yes, he has. What a joy. What a joy. We too are weak, but he's strong. He is the one that has the strength and the power. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. What a joy to have the honor and the strength of the Lord Jesus. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. He will give us the strength. And so when it says, go ye, we are not to sit and wait. We are not for waiting for sinners to come to us. We need to take the gospel out. That is our responsibility. We are to go out into the highways and the byways. We are to take out the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And it says, go ye, therefore, and teach. Now, that word teach there means to take out the word of God, yes, but it means that we are to make disciples through the teaching of the word of God. In other words, we are to be teaching, and in the process of teaching, training those that they will be able to come and to know the Lord Jesus and to walk each day with them. And so it is so important that we understand what that word means, to teach. And I'm sad to say that too many today are preachers. They preach about what they want to preach about, and they do not take time to teach the Word of God. It's so important that we teach, that we take the Word of God, and we rightly divide the Word of God, and we enjoy it. And so, go and teach. And it says, all nations. You know, that's something that has changed then, because originally God's message started with the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel was to take it out to the world. But they were given the Word of God first, the nation of Israel, the Jews. And they were to learn it, to study it, to grow in it, and then to take it out. But they didn't. They began to add all the kinds of laws and traditions and all these things, and then they kept it to themselves. They did not take it out to the Gentiles, did not take it out to the Samaritans. They did not take it out to those that were around. They kept it to themselves. And that was not the principle. That wasn't the idea. And so here it has been expanded now. And actually, yes, Jews will be saved. they can enjoy the Word of God, but we need to understand that the nation of Israel has been set aside. They have been set aside. What a sad, sad statement that they have been set aside. Now, a Jew can be saved. They can be saved today. They come by faith and can repent. But the nation itself, because of their disobedience, because of their unbelief, they have been set aside. And here it tells us, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." All nations. Everyone needs to hear the precious truth, the Word of God. It needs to come and be carried out. The gospel is to be carried to all nations. Jesus broke down the wall of partition between the Jews and the Gentiles. That's been broken down. But again, that nation of Israel has been set aside because of their unbelief. Then the next word here is baptizing. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Too many, and we read back in, I believe it was Mark, and let's just take a look at that for sure. Because a lot of people confuse that you have to be baptized to be saved. And that is not true. You need to believe. And so here, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." What happened to baptism? Baptism is something that you would need to do and love to do after you're saved. But it has nothing to do with your salvation. And yet many, many a church today has connected the need of baptism, whether it's infant or whether it's immersion, whatever type of baptism that you have been familiar with, either one is not to be tied to your salvation. It should be done after you're saved. And it's a witness and testimony of what's taken place in your heart. Now, immersion is the proper baptism. That's the proper way to show what's happened in your heart. That's very necessary for us to understand that. Somewhere along the line, religion has picked up on the sprinkling of and they call that baptism. It is not. I'm so sorry to tell you, if you were baptized as a baby or even as an adult and you were just sprinkled, that is not baptism. And again, the baptism should be immersion. You go down into the water and come back up out of the water. So important for you to understand that is the proper baptism, and that is a baptism that takes place after you're born again, after you're saved, after you have repented, after you have recognized that you're a sinner and lost and you need salvation. That is when you should follow and be obedient in baptism. We're going to take a little bit more time with this. As always, our time moves so quickly as we go through this. I wanted to see and spend more time concerning all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. That power is given to the Lord Jesus. And then we've been given the marching orders to go ye therefore teaching all nations. And so we need to do that. And we're going to spend a little bit more time on the baptizing there, and then the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and then the teaching to observe all things. All this we want to spend a little bit more time with. So, my dear friend, please, please come by faith to Jesus. He died on the cross for you. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?